I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, November 20th. Proposals for two large new developments in Quincy have been continued to future planning board meetings. Officials last night did approve a continuation of a proposal for an eight-story, 321-unit apartment building for Beale Street in Wollaston Center. The plan calls for the demolition of a single-story commercial building that houses a rental car agency to make way for the new complex that would also include a 322-space parking garage. Mayor Thomas Koch has said that project is too large for the area. Last night, the Boston developer requested a continuation of the public hearing to January. Also last night, the planning board continued a hearing on a proposal for a three-story, six-unit building at 166 Independence Avenue. That new building would replace a two-family home at that site at the corner of Virchild Street. The hearing will be held on December 17th. The planning board last night did approve a proposal for a three-story, eight-unit building at 3 Thayer Street in Quincy Center. That new building will replace an existing multifamily home. City of Quincy continues to prepare for the next big climate disaster. This week, the Planning Department provided the City Council with an update on the city's multi-hazard mitigation plan. Deputy Planner Rob Stevens says officials want to be ready for the next big flooding event and have hired Margaret LaForest as the city's Director of Coastal Resiliency. The mitigation plan is updated every 5 years. However, officials say they are constantly working on preparing for natural disasters. The updated plan also makes the city eligible for state grants to help with flood control projects. Workers are continuing to put together a historic granite house at the Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum. The home was disassembled and moved to the museum site off Rashudi Drive from its original location on Willard Street after the owners of the Common Market restaurant gifted it to the city rather than tearing it down to make way for a new apartment building. The city is using over $900,000 from the Community Preservation Fund to restore the home at the museum site. The 1830s house, built of Quincy granite, will be made fully handicapped accessible and have power and water in order to serve as a display space and program space for the museum. Well, day two of jury selection in Brian Walsh's murder trial ended yesterday as three more people were added. Four more jurors are likely needed before the trial can begin. Walsh is charged with killing and dismembering his wife, Anna, whose body has never been found since she went missing early January 2023. As of yesterday, there are six men and six women currently on the jury. The goal is to reach a jury of 16 people, with 12 jurors tasked with deliberating. Jury selection began on Tuesday with 35 candidates interviewed by the judge and attorneys for both sides inside Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham. Despite the small pool of potential jurors, nine people were added to the jury on the first day. Things slowed down a bit yesterday as 47 people were considered. By the end of the day, three women were added to the jury. Two groups of candidates are expected to be brought in today as the process continues. Before jury selection began on Tuesday, Walsh pleaded guilty to misleading a police investigation and improper conveyance of a human body. That leaves him only charged with first-degree murder. Anna Walsh's body has never been found. Police said they found a damaged and bloody knife in Walsh's basement of the Cohasset home while his wife was missing. A jury has ordered the Massachusetts State Police to pay $6.8 million after a finding that it discriminated against female and minority troopers. The verdict, confirmed Tuesday by a Suffolk Superior Court clerk, came in a lawsuit accusing the agency's leadership of enabling a discriminatory process for hiring and promotions that kept women and people of color from rising through the ranks. The 2016 lawsuit accused leadership of hand-picking candidates for jobs before they were posted and enabling a pattern of discriminatory practices that prevent many from obtaining choice assignments throughout the department. A group of current and former state troopers that included women, Black, and Hispanic officers said employees were not male or white were regularly passed over for promotions that went to white men who were less qualified with more extensive disciplinary records. In a statement, state police said it has changed the way it operates and remains committed to building a department at every rank that reflects the communities they serve. It looks like Massachusetts voters will get to weigh in on rent control in 2026. Supporters say they have more than enough signatures to put the issue on next year's ballot. Housing affordability is a concern for many families in the state, but not everyone is in favor of the plan. The ballot initiative would limit rent increases statewide. Organizers say it will help fix the housing crisis and keep people from leaving Massachusetts, while opponents warn it will make it worse. Homes for All Massachusetts said their campaign garnered more than 124,000 signatures to submit by yesterday's deadline. The ballot initiative would limit rent increases statewide to a maximum of 5%, using rents in place as of January 31, 2026 as a baseline. Owner-occupied buildings with 4 units or less would be exempt, and rent limits would apply to new construction after 10 years. Multiple real estate groups oppose the proposal. Voters got rid of rent control in Massachusetts in 1994. Chris Lehman with the Small Property Owners Association says the policy would constrain new construction. The signatures have to be certified by local election officials before they can be submitted to the Secretary of the State on December 3rd. If the proposal continues to move forward, voters will have a chance to make their voices heard next November. Tariffs on lumber, steel, and other Canadian products are contributing to higher housing and energy costs in the United States and should be repealed. Governor Mara Healey said that yesterday during remarks to a business group. Governor made her remarks at a New England Canada Business Council Executive Energy Conference at the Seaport Hotel in Boston, saying, quote, "The American people can't afford to wait." Healey knocked Trump's tariffs on lumber, steel, aluminum, copper, transformers, grid components, and solar and wind power components. High housing costs and modest housing production continue to serve as a drag on the Massachusetts economy, and clean energy proponents have seen progress stall out in many areas due to new federal policies. Trump has engineered a wave of global tariffs, part of his effort to address trade imbalances and boost U.S. manufacturing. Congressman Richard Neal and others say the president's tariffs have been illegally imposed, with the Springfield Democrat asserting that the president sparked a chaotic trade war. White House said on November 14th some tariffs are coming down on coffee, beef, and other products that are not grown or produced in sufficient quantities in the United States. Trump says he has strengthened the nation's international economic position through reciprocal trade agreements with Malaysia and Cambodia, investment deals with Japan and Korea, and joint statements on frameworks for such reciprocal trade agreements with El Salvador, Argentina, Ecuador, and Guatemala, Thailand, and Vietnam, the United Kingdom, European Union, and Switzerland. Canada is Massachusetts' top trading partner, according to Healey, exchanging more than $16 billion in goods and services every year in two-way trade. A Transgender Day of Remembrance vigil will be held today at the United First Parish Church, the Church of Presidents, in Quincy Center. The vigil begins at 7 p.m. on the front steps of the church, with a reception to follow in the parish hall. All are welcome to attend. Check of business news. Stocks bounced back. The Dow was up 47. The NASDAQ rose 131, and the S&P added 24. Most Asian stocks also surged. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $59 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins lose out on the West Coast 4-3 to Anaheim, and they'll be in L.A. against the Kings tomorrow night at 10:30. The National Weather Service forecast today, generally cloudy, high 45. For tonight, cloudy, low 24. Sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 50. Saturday, some showers in the morning, at a high 47, partly cloudy 45 on Sunday. The marine forecast calls for 1 foot waves and a north wind at 5 knots, high tide 11:04 a.m. Sunrise 6:40, sets at 4:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, November 20th.